This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the lead story in sports today is still the controversial cheating scandal in Houston with the Astros when they won the championship back in 2017. And the debate's going to continue whether it went on in 18 and 19 as well. But we know what Major League Baseball has done to this point in handling the scandal, but people continue to put forth opinions and say things and grab attention. And Dusty Baker of the Astros has responded and said, hey, there was commissioner better step in and protect these guys, because what we're hearing, we're worried about the safety of our players. It's one big red hot mess. And I've been able to talk to, as I mentioned earlier, a Philadelphia baseball crazed town on Friday night, a New York baseball town where the Yankees feel they were cheated earlier today, and tonight I've been on CBS Sports Radio and I had a chance to talk to a national audience. I want to get direct. I want to pinpoint the attention down to the town in question. That would be Houston, and I want to hear from a guy who's heard from the fans for the hometown team that are taking all this grief that they kind of brought on themselves. Hear from 610 Houston Sports Radio. Landry Locker, host down in H-Town, joins us on CBS Sports Radio. Jody Mack here. Landry, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing, man?
Good. You and I do the same job. We do it in different locales, but we do the same job. And it's something we deal with basically 24 hours a day. Maybe get a little respite at home with the wife and kids, but that's about it. When you're out and about, you're going to the gas station or the Quickie Mart or wherever else, you see people, you listen to people, you go to the bar at night, you hear people talk, and then during the day you do it and get paid to do it. That's a good thing. On the radio when you get to take calls. What are the fans of Houston saying right now, and how do you go about formulating your opinion on their opinion on a day-in, day-out basis?
I mean, I don't think there's really any consistent opinion. I mean, there's some fans that feel like they have to put the lawyer hat on and defend the Astros, which I think is ridiculous because you said they brought it on themselves. I mean, the players might have, but the fans had nothing to do with it. Like, the fans owe nobody an apology for anything. Like, I don't think that Buffalo Bills fans are apologizing for O.J. Simpson. I don't think that, you know, Cardinals fans are apologizing for Mark McGwire. So I don't think the fans owe anyone an apology. But some fans feel like they have to put their lawyer hat on and defend the Astros. Some fans are apologetic. Some are heartbroken. But for the most part, they're just ready for the season to start, man, because regardless of how you feel, where you stand, like, this is good for baseball. Like, and I know it sounds silly, and I know a lot of old baseball fan writers and all that will – sit there and say, well, this is bad for the game. No, it's not. They've done a poor job marketing the sport. They've done a poor job of marketing and showcasing heroes and villains. And this is the most attention baseball's gotten in a long time. So I think fans are excited, man. Like, it feels like it's Houston against the world. And I think for the most part, regardless of the emotions, I think the overall consistent theme of the fans, because I can't give one consistent theme because all fans speak different,
sure,
is there's excitement. And I feel like the buzz around baseball, for better or worse, is higher than it's ever been at this point in a season since I can remember.
All right. So I have made the same argument that you just made, that if they are portrayed as heels, the Yankees are usually the heel in Major League Baseball because they've won as many championships as they have, and they've got revenue streams that nobody else in baseball does. And when they want or choose or need to spend big bucks, they are certainly capable of doing it, and that raises the ire of all the other baseball fans in the world. They have to share their heeldom, and maybe they even could be surpassed by the Astros coming into the 2020 season as the heel of Major League Baseball. And
Tony, don't fall for that, though, man. Like, you've been around too long. Don't let Aaron Boone sit in there with those fake-ass tears. Don't let Aroldis Chapman, don't let them make you fall for that. Like, the Yankees...
Hold on. What do you mean fall for what?
I mean, fall for, like, act like they're victims of something. Like, these guys employed Carlos Beltran.
Well, hold on. You're getting on my case here. Here's what I just said. The Yankees have been the heel forever. I'm saying here in 2020, first time ever, and I'm not putting the Yankees, I'm not slapping a white hat on the Yankees. They continue to wear their heel hat. But the Astros may wear a bigger heel hat. That's all that I said.
No. I get that, but I'm just saying, don't fall for the Yankee shtick of sitting here all of a sudden acting like they're a victim.
No,
all the people throwing stones in glass houses, I think the Yankees are. The Yankees better be damn sure that nothing's going to come out about them a little bit later. Like, don't sit here and rally around the Yankees instead of the Astros. Like the Yankees. The Yankees are not – they're not – it's been a shame how the Yankees have acted. I get, like, baseball being upset. I can actually feel for the Dodgers. But the Yankees, like, I'm actually kind of disappointed in the way the Yankees have handled this situation. Aaron Boone, it looked like his dog died the other day when he reported his spring training and was at the podium.
All right. Fair enough. I was not defending the Yankees. I was just saying – heeldom can be shared, and I don't think there's any way the Astros can get around being looked at as a heel this year. And oh, by the way, the owner sure as hell didn't help with the way he handled himself at the first press conference after they showed up. Can they even get the benefits of being the heel and grabbing the attention with the way they've handled it so far?
Jody, that was pathetic, man. Like, that was one of the most pathetic displays I've ever seen from PR. First of all, Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, he comes out a month before, and I was at the Houston Sports Awards when he said it, and he says, an apology is coming. Why would you say that? Even if you're going to make the players apologize, why would you say an apology is coming? Because even if players individually wanted to apologize, now all of a sudden you're putting out, you're portraying it as they're apologizing because you're telling them to. So there's no payoff for that. Second of all, they've already been promised immunity. So if they don't want to apologize, making them apologize is a bad thing as well, because then it's not going to look sincere. He completely botched that. That was a disgrace. And then he has Altuve and Bregman go up there and read the statements instead of just having them go up there and answer questions. That was one of the most pathetic displays of PR I've ever seen. And whenever they teach PR classes and they talk about how not to handle something, what Jim Crane did is going to be like front and center of how not to handle a situation. He put them in a bad spot.
And Rob Manfred has been also well critiqued for his decision making in this entire process and where it is sitting as of now, some suggesting it could still change. I guess it could, but I'm doubting it and think it's highly unlikely. Something else massive is going to have to be unearthed with even a bigger cheating scandal for him to revisit this. But the Astros are facing the punishment they're facing. And I think that part of it was the fact that the commissioner, A, needed to, as you said, grant immunity to get enough information to do the successful enough investigation. And the other one is, I think that all of Major League Baseball, when I say that, I mean all the owners, including Crane, wanted to see if this could be handled in the way that costs baseball the least financially. It's still a business. I think it always comes back to being a business. And it will be judged that way going forward as well. Let's get right in the crux of it. Houston, do you think the Astros' attendance will be comparable with what it's been the last couple of years? Do you think the Astro TV ratings will be comparable with what it has been the last couple of years?
I think they're all going to increase, man. Like, I really do. I think both of those things are going to increase. I think that it's going to increase nationally. I think anytime the Astros are on TV, it's going to increase nationally. I think the Astros are giving baseball a chance to right their wrongs as far as marketing players, to where whenever a game's on ESPN, you've screwed up in marketing Mike Trout. You've screwed up in marketing Aaron Judge. There's going to be more eyes on the TV now because you can finally embrace, like, the hate, the villain, like, the biggest story in sports. So I actually think the Astros are kind of giving the giving baseball a bailout. And I'm not sitting here saying that they deserve a parade for it, but I think indirectly, you know what it's like, Jody. Like, there's always, like, a us against the world thing. And yeah. A lot of times, like, when the Patriots say it, like, it's hilarious because it's like you went 12-4, like, nobody doubted you or anything like that. But it actually exists here in Houston, and everyone outside of Houston hates the Astros right now to where they're gravitating towards it. So there's more eyes on baseball right now than ever. So there is an opportunity for baseball right now to capitalize on this. So I think the attendance here is going to increase. I think that the ratings are going to increase, and I think it's going to be nationally as well, to where baseball can right their wrongs when it comes to why the game hasn't progressed as much as, you know, some of the like the NFL and some other games.
All right, one last fan question for you, and you've given us a good insight here tonight, Landry. I appreciate you hopping on board. You're suggesting that the fans will come out, if not in droves, a slight increase from previous years where they've had damn good attendance because they've been that good, and they deserve that kind of attendance. If the performance expected does not match up, we know what type of a player Bregman has been the last couple of years. We know what kind of player Springer has been. Altuve didn't have as good a year this past year as he did his MVP year previous, but it was still pretty damn good. And we know what level these players mostly play to and have, say, starting from 2017 going to 18 and 19. If a guy gets off to a bad start, which is certainly capable of happening, superstar players can get off to bad starts. It does happen. But if we're a couple of months into the season and Bregman is hitting 235, or Altuve has 3 home runs in 150 at-bats, is there a chance the fans turn on him down there in Houston and go, damn, you guys really were cheating?
Bregman always starts slow. So I want to make that clear. Bregman always starts slow. He's notoriously slow starting. I don't think they're ever going to get turned on here in Houston, but I can understand everyone else's perspective to where they'd say, damn, they really were cheating. So I could understand that, but I will say this. I think of all the players the last few days that have shown, like, the willingness to address all the smoke and everything, Carlos Correa is the guy to look out for. Carlos Correa, you know this, Jody. He is one of the most talented players in baseball, and he has been for a long time. And injuries have held him back. I think Carlos Correa is the one that's going to rise to the occasion here. But you're absolutely right. If they start slow, if they make mistakes, all that, everyone's going to say, man, these guys are cheating. And rightfully so. They deserve it. They deserve all the criticism they get nationally. They deserve everything that they have coming.
The pressure is big. We'll see how they respond. Landry, good stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Thanks for the insight. Have a fun week this week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.